Eight Ball Podcast.
Okay. Welcome. Here's how I start things. Okay. Give it a good old clap. I did that because we used to record video, so it would sync up the audio and the video, but we don't do that anymore. So, but it just sticks. So, I guess I should, man, it's been a while. All right. Welcome back after a very long, I want to say 3 months wait. To the what do I call this? Eight Ball Podcast. Eight Ball Podcast. You know what? This episode should be sponsored because after our last episode in May, we actually got a sponsor. I don't know if I told you this yet.
No, you didn't.
We got a sponsor. Our sponsor is Anchor. Anchor.fm. It is a totally free service that you can use to make your own podcast and stream them from the comfort of anywhere. It makes it super, I was supposed to have a script for this, but I'm just gonna wing it.
Okay.
It just makes it super easy for anybody to just go on your computer, you just hit record, make your own podcast, and it's super easy to upload it to any streaming service like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, anywhere, you name it. That's how I got this podcast on Spotify, and probably wherever you are listening to this right now, if anyone still listens to this thing.
I listen super easy.
You listen to things, can't you? Anyway, super easy to use, totally free. It's what I use to make 8-Ball, and I suggest you check it out at anchor.fm and get started making your own podcast today. All right, it's been a minute. You know me, my name is Kush. Today, a very special guest all the way from Montreal, my good old friend, Hanshi. Say hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, all right. We don't have a bunch of time, unfortunately. I would love to talk for a while, but I'd say let's just get some good conversation out while we can.
Amen. Let's do it.
All right. So, yeah, we've been spending the day together, and we've just been chatting, lots of deep talks. I don't know, what do you want to talk about, like, gun control?
We can talk about it. Well, gun control seems relevant now, since
that's true.
We're in mid-August, and the mass shootings just happened.
Today is August, what, 14th today? Today is August 14th. Yeah, so it's been, like, 5 days since El Paso shootings. That's true, it's very topical, I can talk about that. You brought up the question, like, what did you say?
Well,
it's just kind of like
where do you stand on it? Yeah, where do you stand on gun control? And that's a, I think it might be helpful to define gun control.
Yes,
because that's a very broad thing.
Yeah, we were talking, and I was misinformed, and I'm sure a lot of people, if people listen to this, they're thinking the same thing I am, because I always thought that the argument for gun control and the whole reason that it is in the Constitution was for, like, self-defense and protection of your person, but you told me otherwise. Yeah, what's it really for?
Well, in a way, it is for self-defense and the protection of a person. But I think originally what they had intended it for was to more or less be a buffer or a tool to prevent a usurpacious, tyrannical government. Because the United States, as you know, right, their history is they broke off from the British in a war of independence. And that would have never happened if they couldn't bear arms.
So it's just to uphold that, right, and that freedom which gained them independence in the first place, hey? Yeah, see, I still think that even though that is the reason, given today's climate, because that was written, what, 100 years ago?
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to, like, put the gunpowder in the gun every time you wanted to shoot it. Like, things are different now. And it just doesn't make sense to me to keep that up and, like, a still illegal binding freedom without as much regulation as some of the other developed nations, you know?
Right. So, I agree with you for sure. It does seem to be an issue. And for me, it looks as if there is an issue because even if you scale down to proportion, the United States has about 10 times as many people as we do. They have around 300 million. We have around 30 million.
Yeah.
But even if you scale down, we don't have 10 times less mass shootings than they do. We have a lot more than 10 times less.
Yes.
Or
significantly
less
amount.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have around... I think it'd be interesting to search it up.
Yeah, let's just pull it up. Let's see what we got. If the Wi-Fi is working. My dad's currently trying to fix the Wi-Fi. But, I mean, if you have data, I guess you could use that. But, yeah, no. With all the... And especially if you just think back to all of the big mass shootings that stand out to you. To me, U.S. has the most by far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did forget about Paris when we were talking about this earlier. But... Yeah, like Paris, Christchurch,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be negligent and forget any other ones that didn't happen or that happened outside of the U.S., but,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was the nightclub shootings in Florida, there was the Vegas, like, massacre. I want to
yes.
talk about the Vegas, like, that sounds terrifying.
It does sound terrifying.
Out of, if we remember here, if we're just bringing that back,
mm-hmm.
shooter was across the street in, like, a hotel window, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a music festival.
Yes, that was Vegas.
That was Vegas. Yeah.
Okay.
And they were, and the shooter was shooting out of the hotel window and just spraying at the crowd.
Yes.
Like that is just too much.
That's intense.
That's intense.
Scary.
Could you imagine being there? Like that sounds like a war scene.
It does.
Like not to like overshadow any of the other mass shootings that
yes.
have happened, but and you know what? Saying that in itself is kind of sad. That isn't, like, one of the worst. Like, it is one of the worst, but
mm-hmm.
there have been others, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, like, the nightclub Paris with
mm-hmm.
the concert. That was at Ariana Grande's concert, right?
I honestly
was
don't
it?
Know. But just recently, right? Two mass
yeah.
shootings in one day. Okay, so I pulled it up from Wikipedia.
Okay.
So as of July 31st, 2019, 248 shootings occurred in 2019.
As of July?
July 31st. So basically the start of August. So before we've, in the United States, right?
Oh my goodness.
So that
that's
amounts
like 2 weeks.
1.2 shootings per day.
Holy, like mass shootings.
Mass shootings.
And mass shootings is defined as more than two
three?
Or three. I think it's three.
Not including the gun.
Not including the gunman, yeah.
Man or gun woman,
gun,
I guess.
Gun person.
Gun,
yeah.
gun person.
Yeah. We're here before gender neutral terms, yeah. We're about that.
Okay. Right, so I think it would be helpful to... It would really be helpful to define properly what a mass shooting is because
yeah,
different. But in Canada, you know, I would be willing to bet it's a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Google it real quick. Not sponsored by Google.
Big fan of their stuff, though.
Yeah.
You know, I have an iPhone right now, but...
Pixel.
Yeah, I want to switch. Been trying to think of different plans, but...
Because iPhones are quite expensive.
Yeah.
They're and about as much as that.
And you know, there's that whole controversy. I'm pretty sure I've talked about, I don't know if I've talked about this on a podcast before, but just like the whole thing with the software updates and how it's like incompatible with older
mm-hmm.
models. I know
planned
that
was, obsolescence, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel
that
like it's
controversial.
Yeah. More heard of in Apple than other
okay, so
devices.
In Canada,
anyways,
mass
shootings in Canada.
So you can tell we don't have a lot of mass shootings because it's all in one web page.
I
in
see you're like scrolling through a list, yeah.
We had, okay, so 2014 was a particularly bad year, but,
mm-hmm.
oh, these aren't even shootings, they're just violent crimes, stabbings
oh,
and stuff.
Okay.
So in 2014, we had one.
Mass shooting or like active violent crime?
Let's just do violent crimes.
Okay.
One, two, three.
I'm going to assume
four.
That violent crime includes shootings.
It does?
Yeah.
So four violent crimes. Massively violent crimes.
Oh my gosh.
In
2014.
Right, which is...
Do they have stats for, like, more recent?
We sure can check. 2018. Let's just do 2018.
Sure. If this
one,
is...
One, two, three. Three.
Three violent acts into all of 2018 in Canada?
In Canada. So
holy.
There's the Toronto van attack.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Danforth
that.
Shooting.
Yeah.
Fredericton shooting. And that's all you have for 2018. Not to take away from the fact that those are probably horrendous events, but
yeah.
significantly less so than...
Yeah. What a world we live in. I mean, at any point in time, I feel like people have had to deal with this kind of, like, terrorist threat
mm-hmm.
and, like acts of violence
yes.
and where you have to really be careful, but... But I can't help but feel a little proud.
Yes. It's, you know, as technology progresses, our ability to do absolute massive amounts of damage to each other also progresses.
Yeah, and I just want to talk about how, like, our ability to cope and react accordingly is so much better here than in the States. Don't want to put any shame down there, but I was just talking to you over dinner about how in Toronto very recently there was like a spree of isolated shootings. Like they weren't mass shootings, but it was just like altercations where a gun was used and people were shot. And they were completely unrelated from each other. There was 22, I think, right?
Wow.
Or 14. It was like either in the high teens or low 20s.
Okay.
But just like more than there should be. All in like one, in a span of 3 or 4 days, it was obviously a long weekend, and me and my girlfriend Celine were there while that happened. And we hadn't even heard of it until we returned to the city, to Edmonton. And that's kind of crazy how, one, we didn't hear about it, but two, we heard that the next day, the reason we heard about it was because it was in the news that Toronto had passed new, like, municipal laws for their gun regulations. And I just think it's very admirable how, at least when this happens in Canada, and it happened in New Zealand after the Christchurch shooting, they amended their regulations really fast. You know, they figured out what the problem was, and they did something about it really fast. And you know what? Maybe it doesn't work, but at least they did something.
Right.
I heard in Walmart in the States, they took down posters of violent video games, but left their firearms section completely open. And just, I don't know, maybe there's people listening to this that kind of see that side of things, but I just don't see that side of the coin. Like, oh, I gotta stop saying like.
We also had a conversation.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So we can go in so many different ways with this conversation. And I think a relevant question is, what needs to be done? That's very broad also, but maybe we could specify and narrow it down there.
Yes.
Just talk, explore some ideas, because obviously we don't know a lot. So that's what we're here to figure out.
What needs to be done? And are we talking just in general, or are we talking specifically like the United States? Because this is where we started with. We were like, the United States Second Amendment.
Do you think it makes a difference that it's a constitutional right for them? The fact that it is guaranteed in the Constitution.
I do think
so
it's different. That does make a difference, because it's just in the people, because there are going to be, you know, people are different. Not everyone has the same set of beliefs. And some people are really, like, they really adhere to and take pride in some constitutional acts and, like, the laws, right? So if they have the right to free speech, for example, that's, like, a really important value for them. Same deal where it's, like, since it's in the Constitution that they have the right to bear arms, they really, you know, they're going to use that.
Well, you can't just rewrite the Constitution, right?
Yeah, that's the argument. Yeah.
Erase that. What's to stop you from saying free speech is no longer
what's to stop you from saying, like, I don't know, democracy as a whole?
Okay,
like,
we need to make a chart
like
of every time we say like.
Oh,
because
my God, it's ridiculous.
For especially people of our age, it's so common. I have such a hard time not using it.
Yeah, and then when you notice it, you're always so self-conscious.
It's like, ah, like, I can't help it.
Yeah.
Like,
you just
like,
said
like,
it three
like,
times
like,
there. I said it once there. Oh my goodness.
I just want more Facebook like.
This is what it's subliminal.
Subliminal,
yeah. We're just thirsty for likes. Anyways, yeah.
I'm conflicted about the role of gun control. Because I'm not for it or against it. It's just I've seen, or I've heard rather, a bunch of good arguments from both sides of the argument. And I guess there are points that neither side can really explain or dismiss.
Yeah.
I think both sides, at least in the United States, if you're talking Republicans versus Democrats, I think both sides right now agree that a better system of background checks is needed.
Yeah.
Right. But that wouldn't prevent. And I think we can agree on that. Of course, it makes sense to that. I can agree with. Of course, even Trump agrees with that, right? And he's very pro Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And so, more comprehensive, better background checks is obviously something that everyone can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really solve the whole problem, because I think you mentioned the Vegas where the person was from a hotel room and shooting at people in a music festival. I don't know if that was Vegas, but that definitely happened. Something
mm-hmm.
such as that happened.
Isn't that sad when you can't remember which shooting
mm-hmm.
matches up to which, like, MO?
That's one for you.
Ah, damn it.
So when there are so many, you can't even remember.
Yeah.
Right? There's only one 9/11, and no one's going to forget that.
Yeah.
And to think when 60 people get killed, that's common enough for us to
confuse the details.
Yes.
It. Yeah. That's tragic.
The most recent shootings, I know one's El Paso and one's
mm-hmm.
at Walmart, but other than that, I can't recall. And they've had over 200 shootings, right? I can't recall any other.
Isn't that something? You know, you brought up an interesting point that you said you heard good arguments from both sides. Because I gotta be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
the arguments that I hear from the opposing side, like, and I want to clarify, the opposing side, for me,
mm-hmm.
being pro-guns and pro-Second Amendment, for me, I still think it's all in all just an outdated,
mm-hmm.
to be frank, useless law in
mm-hmm.
today's climate. So the arguments that I've heard from the other side don't really, I'm generally pretty good with seeing the logic and the reasoning of even people who I'm arguing against.
Right.
But this is one of those topics where I genuinely haven't really heard a good argument to support having
hmm.
that kind of legislation.
Okay.
So, like,
yeah, no, you're right in that. And someone can fact check us on these, because the things I'm seeing, I don't know how reputable and credible they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll assume they're reputable and verified. So one of the arguments about, okay, so it depends on what kind of gun control you're arguing against, because, you know, a blanket, what's common, let's just talk about what's common. What's commonly suggested after events such as these is a ban on assault weapons.
Right.
Which, you know what, that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does.
But why would we ban assault weapons, I guess, is a question. Why more than any other gun?
True. I would... it just makes it too easy,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Not to say that the type of gun... Shoot, I gotta be careful with. However, I want to make sure I get my point across properly here.
Right, we're thinking no one's gonna like, record this. And, I just use like no one's going to record this.
Yeah,
and we are recording this, but
no one listening cares that much.
No one's gonna be like, "Hey, you said this at that point."
Yeah, I think the point I'm trying to make is just assault rifles versus, say, your Glock pistol,
mm-hmm. or
that's
a hunting rifle,
right? Those kinds of weapons are totally different in nature. And I want to say that having an automatic weapon makes it significantly easier to commit those kinds of acts than having any other gun. Not to say that having any other kind of gun is safe,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote, by any means. But when we're talking relatively,
mm-hmm.
I want to say that having an assault rifle and an automatic weapon, or those, you see... Sometimes people have those semi-auto weapons, that they modify to make, like, automatic, fully auto,
mm-hmm.
which
right.
is terrifying.
It is.
And that's something, like, I don't want to live in fear of that.
Right.
There's a different kind of fear associated with a pistol than
with
a machine gun. Yeah.
An assault rifle.
Those kinds of things you should never see. Like, if a police can carry a pistol on them,
mm-hmm.
to me that says, like, okay... It's not as... Like, you don't see a police walking around
with an
M16 assault rifle unless they're doing some kind of big, nasty business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, if someone can hold that... Yeah, if someone can hold a machine gun,
uh-huh.
essentially, that's just totally... That's like...
Kill people,
right?
Way,
that's
right?
Next level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a different ballgame. To me, it's apples versus oranges. They're both bad, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I mean, I like oranges and apples, but guns are bad in general, I think.
Right.
But
okay, so you know, a good way of looking at any complex issue, I'm generalizing, but a good way to do it is to take the extreme, right?
Okay.
And look at if that makes sense. So, and I think what you're saying, when we look at the extreme, it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So your argument, if I can summarize it loosely, is that it makes it too easy. It's really too easy to, you know, cause mass destruction with an assault weapon, right? And I agree with that.
Yeah,
so that's the argument there, right? It's too easy. So let's take that to extreme.
Okay.
Let's say I can kill a person every time I snap my hand.
Okay.
Okay. Whenever you make something easier to do, more people are going to do it.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Just imagine if you every time you snap your fingers, the other person died. The guy that cut me off the other day, he would be dead.
Like junior high bully, just problem solved.
Dead.
Like, yeah, that's
right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine, right? And you know, even for you, I don't think you're a serial killer or anything. But you know, in the moment, if it's really easy to do, you're emotional. You're gonna do it. Or, you know, that's talking to you.
Uh-huh.
You're healthy, right? Without you're not medicated or on drugs,
which is
or have any. You know,
something that you see,
like clinical mental health issues.
Yeah,
right? Can you imagine that threshold to meet to go crazy when you're on medication or
yeah,
when you're
even lower?
Right. So you would see more.
That's
people.
Yeah.
So I think that's reasonable, but at the same time, you know, more pistols kill Americans than assault weapons. Right.
Mm.
Pistols kill more people. Handguns kill more people each year in the United States.
Yeah, there's other, it's like a double-edged sword, right? There's two edges to the sword.
So if your goal is to prevent innocent people from dying, it seems that all guns should be banned.
And that's the other extreme of it, eh?
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that works very well. I think guns are banned in Brazil.
Are they?
I think
so. I didn't
know
that.
And I don't really associate Brazil with...
totally peaceful, yeah.
Are guns banned in Brazil?
I have no idea.
So
I gotta say, like... Some people think that I'm pretty, like, in touch with world affair, global affairs. But, like, after talking to you, I'm like, man,
bro,
there's so
studying,
much I don't
right?
know. Yeah.
We're doing our under...
Yeah.
Okay. Gun control in Brazil.
Yeah, I wonder, is there anywhere that has guns totally banned? I would
Okay, so totally banned, I don't think so, but England... they don't have the Second Amendment, and I don't think they allow civilians to carry weapons. Even their police officers, I think they have to sign it out. They're not just given a firearm.
See, I saw this video. So in my criminology class,
we
talked about this kind of thing. Except it was specifically with police. We're talking about police brutality.
Right.
Oh, what's this? All firearms are required to be registered.
So in Brazil, you have to have a license.
I see.
To...
So they
obviously
have their control,
you know, it's, I guess, similar to Canada in the sense that you have to have a license. And obviously, you're making sure these licenses aren't going to people that are severely medicated or in vulnerable situations. Where they're
like a high-risk person, I guess.
Right, yeah. But they still have a lot of crime, so it doesn't seem to work.
Yeah. That would be a good argument for the other side. It's like, and that is one of the ones that I hear the most often, where it's like, oh,
I just use like.
We gotta count. I'm gonna put a ding every time.
Want to talk about a real crisis? The English language.
English
language.
What is happening? My goodness. Yeah. Anyways, that's an argument that I've heard a lot. Is
that it doesn't work?
It doesn't work.
Okay.
You see, other countries like shootings still happen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, I would still point at the numbers and say.
Yeah,
per capita, it's just not comparable.
It's huge.
It's,
something is different.
Yeah, like
I think, could it be the cultural difference? Because
maybe we
just have less violent crimes in general in Canada.
That's true.
In the United States,
that's
we
true.
Have less racial crimes.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
That's an interesting perspective to take on it. I haven't heard that one much.
Right? Because okay,
is it the cultural upbringing?
You often hear the case study of Australia, right? They had this mass shooting a while ago.
Sandy Hook. I think it was in 2005.
Sandy Hook is definitely not in Australia.
Oh, wait, that was
in the States.
That was a school in the States. When was it? There was
Sandy
something...
Hook was during Obama's administration.
Okay, there was... So. I think, pretty sure it was in 2005 or 98.
They had some sort
they
of...
They had some sort of crazy thing.
A lot of people
like,
died.
Yeah.
They more or less banned guns. I think they banned guns.
Pretty much,
okay. all the individuals that had guns, they had to give them to the government. The government would compensate them with money. It was like a buyback.
I see.
It was
a buyback,
program. Right? You don't need to say it was like a buyback program.
If it was a buyback,
program. And, you know, their gun rates decreased significantly. I don't think they've ever had a mass shooting since
Australia.
Australia.
Yeah. New Zealand, different.
New Zealand, I think, they did not ban guns at that
mm-hmm.
time. And I think they saw similar reductions in...
Yeah, just as like a triple
without effect. Yeah. Right, so maybe there... And I think every time you talk about cultural differences being the source of crime, there's...
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a dangerous territory because
you're
treading
in
dangerous territories, right?
Yeah.
So that could be something to think about.
You know, it's interesting because this is the typical approach that a racist person would say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know tons of X people. You know, I'm about to pull it out anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know a lot of American friends. Do you know a lot of American friends?
A lot. It depends on how you define, but a fair share.
A fair share.
I would say they're.
Would you say they're all generally pretty respectful and like nice people and like?
Yeah, they're generally okay.
You know, like.
They're generally like okay. Like actually.
Yeah. Same. Like
right.
I feel like all of the American friends that I know, I could never see as the stereotypical American type. When we're talking about the cultural upbringing and cultural background of like America that makes it more vulnerable to mass shootings,
right?
I don't see that in the friends
that
in my
have.
American friends that I have. So that would be a counterpoint. I don't know where. I'm sure there's some kind of correlation,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see it as much for it to be one of the driving factors. I do think,
culture.
Yeah, culture. I do think, though, that just the general society with the political scene
mm-hmm.
has a stronger effect. Because
stronger effect.
Yeah. I feel that throughout the States' history, almost, for the time that I've been alive anyways,
okay,
almost every presidency, I mean, it's the same in Canada and any other
mm-hmm.
government. But every election, there's so much controversy, and guns is always one of those things that people talk about. And I think, contrary to Canada, and this might not be totally accurate, but it only polarizes, you know? I feel that in Canada, with most elections, it's not as polarizing, at least in the past. These days, I think with the recent elections, it has been.
A bit more, right?
Yeah, more divisive. But I want to say, like, Bush to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
In that era, we were with Harper, I think.
Yes.
Harper was our government, and there was an election. And it wasn't nearly as...
Boy, Stephen.
It wasn't nearly as polarizing as the transition from Bush to Obama.
Yeah, or Trump versus Clinton.
Yeah.
Right?
There's still people that don't like Trudeau. There's still people that like
mm-hmm.
Mandel, or Harper, I mean.
Right.
But it didn't divide our population nearly as much as their politics did theirs. And I think that has a bigger impact. Because when you got two people or two groups on totally opposite ends of the spectrum, it just makes things go to the farther and farther extremes. It's like group polarization, the basics of it. And I think that those far rights,
right,
who would totally like side with the NRA and be like, I love guns, just go farther and farther into that side.
Yes.
And so I think that has a stronger effect than like maybe a cultural upbringing. Just the political climate. The political scene and what it does to people there versus what our politics do to us.
Okay, it's interesting you say that. This might be related. I think it's related.
I
just have a hard time articulating why I think it's related.
I mean, I struggled with that last one.
Right. In the 50s to 60s, you know, guns were... I think there were even less restrictions than now on assault weapons, etc. In the 60s and 70s, there were a lot less mass shootings in the United States.
Yeah. That's like
a rare thing. It happened. It still happened, but it's much rarer than it was today.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's like the hippie movement, wasn't it? In the 60s?
I have no idea.
Spread love.
Forrest Gump.
Because you know what? I would say that. You never really know the real cause of these things.
Yes.
But it's safe to say, I think, that just the
mm-hmm.
again, like the political climate, it was like the Vietnam War.
Right.
Right. Everyone was kind of saying, spread love. Don't fight. That probably had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting to see, like, if that is the reason, it's interesting to see, like, how people's general, I don't know what word I'm trying to find here, but just the way that
just
people are
feeling.
Yeah. Just don't use, like...
The atmosphere, the political atmosphere.
Yeah, the political atmosphere of the
in.
Citizens, I guess,
mm-hmm.
has such an impact on what goes on. And it seems obvious to say that. But you don't actually acknowledge that unless you compare these things, because I didn't think about that before now. How, if there was less regulation then, just
then
the
there
fact
was less crime.
There's less crime.
Well, okay, not less crime.
Well,
but, you know, at least shootings.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told. I don't know if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been told. By
well, you know, we've heard of shootings from the 80s and the 90s, like significant
mm-hmm.
ones,
that's
but I haven't.
Going up.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't heard of anything from the 60s and 70s. So. To our understanding, I'm going to say
uh-huh.
that it's kind of accurate. Yeah.
Okay, it's interesting how we talked about how gun regulations don't, or, you know, blanket legislation doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the case in some places. In Chicago, they have a very high gun crime rate.
Yeah. One of the highest.
And I have been told, so this is the thing, these are things I've heard from political commentators and newspapers, so I don't know how
mm-hmm.
valid it is.
And she's a very educated gentleman. I just want to say he's very affluent.
What?
Now you got the pressure on. So.
I've listened to a podcast before.
You know, yeah.
Without Joe Rogan every
yeah,
now and then.
Yeah.
But
indulge.
In Chicago, they have, I think, some of the strictest gun legislation in the United States, but they
oh.
also have some of the most severe. So the chicken or the egg, because
right.
they have gun crime. They have.
That really makes you think.
Right, so I think there are no clear ends. There's no map. This is not meant to be a pun. There's no golden bullet here for.
Yeah, you know. Do you think that gun crime and like these mass shootings is something that the population is going to have to start to live with? In
oh,
the
yes.
sense, like.
So here's another argument I've heard from the pro Second Amendment side
yeah.
that I don't fully buy, but also it's good to consider. We often talk about how having guns relates to crimes, right? When you hear guns, you think of mass shootings. You
yeah.
think of tragedies like Sandy Hook or
yeah.
Las Vegas and
yeah.
El Paso.
Yeah.
But there's also the side that having guns prevents a lot of violent crime. I've heard that argument
yeah.
before that having responsible gun owners means that they can almost prevent crime.
Yeah.
And there are stats from the U.S. federal sites. There's one U.S. federal site where they list how many violent crimes or how many crimes in general have been prevented each year due to gun ownership. So there's... And if you take that argument, what you're really essentially saying is we just have to kind of suck it up and
yeah.
deal with these mass shootings because they do a lot more good than they do bad, which
I
don't fully
I don't
buy
that
buy.
One either, but it's when you think about it through history, because the reason I asked is because we've been talking about history and legislation and things that have changed, and
mm-hmm.
it seems like, you know, violent crime has been persistent throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
And you could argue that shootings haven't always been, but
right.
some form of crime would have been, I would say.
Prevalent.
Yeah. And on, like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Like, a moral panic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little sociology term for you.
Stirring
up a moral panic. It's just, it's a technique that usually the media use to stir up
fear.
Fear, and that can be, fear is manipulable.
Ebola is common.
Yeah. And what did that do? Everyone was freaking out about it. If everyone freaks out about it, it's usually good for getting elected. Yeah. But anyways.
Build a wall.
Yeah. Exactly. So do you think that...
Still hasn't built the wall, by the way.
True. Not the one that he was talking about anyways.
Might have built
I've seen some fences, stuff. Yeah. Anyways.
Come party here.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because it seems like, at least since the 80s, we've been having to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like it's been going down, at least in the States.
Right.
So, yeah, this just makes me wonder, because before guns, what was it? Who knows? But there was probably something.
There was
something that was the next, like, we got to stop this kind of issue. So do you think that gun violence is one of those that seemingly might not have an end, something that we might just have to adapt to, to live with?
Get used to it.
Yeah, right?
Suck it up.
Yeah, instead of finding ways to prevent it, find ways to defend against it. Because those are different, right?
Huh. That's an interesting question. That's a good question.
I'm asking about the future. So, like, really, there's no wrong answer. I have no idea. I feel like... you know what? I'm a bit extremist, but if I think about it, yeah, like, I feel like I have very strong opinions on things. But anyways, I think that so long as the current government is in office...
Mm-hmm.
That being Donald Trump,
okay.
The Republican government.
Senior Trump, okay.
Yeah. And the division that the politics there is causing, as long as that is still prevalent, like as long as you have an us versus them situation,
right,
then nothing's going to really be accomplished. Because there's always going to be someone pitching the other side. There's always going to be someone fighting against you. And in a democracy, that's, like, difficult to get, like, a winner, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one side.
Decisive.
Like, yeah. Like, a consensus. Yeah. To say, hey, no guns, or to say, hey, just suck it up. So,
yeah.
I feel like the middle ground there is just kind of as we've been existing for the last year or so.
Where we call for action.
Just, like, call for action, but
nothing really
happens because there's always someone on the other side. And I think that it might be one of those things that people might just have to start learning to get used to, or just worrying about. And yeah, that's, if you picture that, that's not a world I want to live in. And I'm sure that's not a world that...
1.2 mass shootings
a day? Hell no. I mean,
no.
Look, climate growth. I mean, what did I say, climate growth?
Climate growth.
Population growth. That's one way of controlling it, if you're taking a sadistic view, but... I've seen in Walmarts they're selling, like, bulletproof backpacks for kids. Like, what kind of world do
that
you...
Is,
when you go back to school
crazy.
Shopping with your kid and you gotta pick up a good old Kevlar backpack? I don't want to do that.
No, that's...
Yeah, but there's always gonna be those people who are like, hey, it's kind of what you gotta do. This is the world we live in.
Here's the... Here's, you know, this is where I'm kind of ignorant, but here's... I often see statistics that vary a bit, but the nature is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of Americans want more background checks or more comprehensive
background checks.
Yeah,
I've seen that too, actually.
Most of them are for that.
Yeah.
And it seems like it doesn't get done. So I don't know why it doesn't happen, but I'm not claiming to be... very educated on that.
Yeah.
Either. So it seems like...
It's like the bureaucracy.
Right. And you often hear of big corporations, and I think that does... That has to play a part. The NRA is quite rich, and they do hold lots. The New York Times did this very interesting podcast maybe a couple months ago. It was during the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And... the gist of it, I don't remember names, I don't remember exact details, but there was this Democratic senator, or maybe congressman, but he was anti-NRA, and he was elected, and I think the NRA just funded one of his opponents so well, this amateur nobody that really had no political experience, but with their funding, he... It was the Speaker of the House or something, a major candidate.
Oh, wow.
He wasn't able to get reelected.
Okay.
So I think...
just because of the funding there.
That was a big warning from the... The gist of the podcast was, look, we've seen them be a very big influence in the political world before. And from that, from then, candidates were hesitant to be very anti-NRA, but news fair,
you know,
all the Democratic candidates now, and they're all very anti-NRA. Mm-hmm. Or Joe Biden, Sanders,
yeah,
Elizabeth Warren,
kind of Black Bernie Sanders,
maybe even, I don't know a lot of the candidates.
Yeah,
all the major ones, they seem to be anti-NRA.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of just where you stand, and really, if you think, when it comes down to it, if the people can't agree, not much can really get done.
Yeah.
When you get down to, like, the meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah, potatoes?
Meat and potatoes. Yeah, if people will remain divided.
It seems like they're not divided, though. It seems,
yeah,
like most Americans are sick and tired of,
mm-hmm,
waking up.
Maybe it's just they can't agree on what to do.
Because there is no easy answer.
Yeah, there is
course.
No easy answer. And now I'm thinking more than ever about how some, like, Chicago, if what you said was true about Chicago, and, like, we've seen Brazil with their regulations where it actually doesn't work.
Right.
Then what, you know? It really just comes down to which kind of leadership can effectively control this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how are the people going to respond to that?
Those are very big questions, and they're deep questions, too.
Food for thought.
Food for thought,
yeah. That's a good podcast name. Food for thought?
Food for thought. Has it been done?
I don't know.
I feel like that's been done.
That's probably been done. If,
that's such
if
a
it has been done,
name.
I want to listen to it.
Food
for
can,
thought.
Can
that's
we
a great,
patent this right now?
Sorry, 8-Ball, we're over that. It's food for thought.
Food for thought. Okay, there's definitely a corporation in Edmonton called Food
in
for
Edmonton?
Thought.
In Edmonton? Wow. Go us.
Food for Thought podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Googling it right now. There are
a couple.
Oh,
damn. It's a good one.
Confessions of Level 50 Waste Vegan. What?
Okay.
Great.
Any, before we close up here, we've been talking for a lot longer than we initially planned
right.
on. So you got any closing thoughts before we wrap up this episode? The long lost episode?
It is. Wow. That went by super fast.
Yeah, right?
Really good at talking.
Yeah. I don't know. Covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I used to wonder how people could do hour-long podcasts, but now that
right.
was very
just,
easy.
Yeah,
just
when you get into a conversation, it just kind of goes, yeah. And I'm happy it went the way it did. Yeah.
I think we should put out some disclaimers. No, sorry.
Yeah.
We're just sharing some
yes,
thoughts.
We're just two uni students with some opinions.
Right, they could be wrong. The stats I've been...
Yeah,
could
I don't want to be held accountable for anything I've said on this.
Don't sue us.
These are just our opinions right now.
Mm-hmm. And they might be misinformed.
Yeah.
Feel free to...
Correct. You know what, actually, I might just point out now that this is months old. I doubt this listener is even listening anymore. I think his name was Ryan. I got a message from the fellow named Ryan from LA.
Wow.
Yeah, because through Anchor, another little plug, through Anchor, you can actually message content creators directly through the app if you want. So I got a message from Ryan in June, I think, telling me that he really enjoyed listening to our openness and just how we don't really care what we say and how free-flowing this discussion is. So thank you, Ryan. I don't know if you're even listening right now, but I appreciate that comment. Ryan, we don't know what we're talking about, so feel free if you want to message us with some...
We might be very wrong,
so please educate us.
We're probably very wrong.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a bit of learning.
Learning is...
Educate. It'll make the world a better place. But anyways, thank you so much for watching, or listening, I mean. If you made it this far, you're probably dating one of us or one of our family members, but regardless, thank you so much. It's been a hella long time since I've put an episode out, so hopefully we can get back to some more episodes on a regular schedule, but yeah, thanks to Anchor for sponsoring. Thank you, Hanshi, for spending so much time here all the way from Montreal. I mean, this is your home, but from Montreal, Hanshi.
thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been
I really
pleasure.
Enjoy just chatting and chilling.
Been real.
We just high-fived.
Yeah.
You can't see.
But yeah, I'm just going to call it here. Tune in maybe next week, I hope.
Save us.
Save us.
How many times did we use light?
Yeah.
Probably around 10, hey?
At least. 10 is like bare minimum. I just said it again there.
Watch.
We'll count it up. All right.
Active effort.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. See ya.